Talking today with Mike Spradling, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the up-and-coming Seattle National Convention of AFBF. Of course, you've got a good group of Oklahomans going to be headed that direction in just a few days. But most certainly, one of the things that you definitely are going to be paying a lot of attention to will be the policy sessions on Monday, Tuesday of that week. I guess it's Tuesday, Wednesday, actually. But, Mike, tell me a little bit about, you know, what are some of the things that you noticed as you went through the policy resolution process in Washington a couple of weeks ago?
Well, Ron, tell you what we do. We're going to have about 85 Oklahomans headed to Seattle here in next week, and we're going to be real excited when we get out there. Got a lot of things to work on. As you well know, I just got back from D.C. as we had our American Farm Bureau Resolutions policy group working with the state presidents from all around working on that. But we've got a lot of issues we need to address. Certainly the economic conditions that we've all noticed that's happened. The hog and dairy industries has some problems this year. The dairy still has a considerable amount of problem to work its way through. A lot of the resolutions dealt with dairy, but it still seems to be the feeling of the American Farm Bureau that, you know, the supply and demand is going to have to take care of that, that we really don't want government involved in that very much as far as marketing orders and things of this nature. But we'll see how that plays out with the delegates. We've got a lot of attacks, certainly, as we all know, from California to Ohio. We've even had them here in Oklahoma on animal agriculture and animal welfare. We're going to still be doing some work on that. Death tax is something that we've been trying to eliminate for quite some time. I know there's probably going to end up being a compromise on that. Senate left the recess here without their Christmas vacation without addressing that, so we're going to probably roll back to the earlier tax rates. But we still have some work to do on that. Cap and trade may not be quite as much of an issue now since they're dealing with health care issues, so we might be able to postpone that, or at least not have quite the threat from that for at least maybe another year or so. Navigable waters is still something we're looking at in the Clean Water Act. The word navigable needs to be left in there and not taken out as it pertains to all of our impoundments of water on agriculture property. Antibiotics is something, too, that we're being fed to animals that we still need to have that right and be able to provide the most healthiest source of food product for human consumption. We still think that's something that's important that is kind of under attack. Healthcare, as we all know, we've watched that. We know where that's coming to. We're still going to be working trying to reduce healthcare costs, and also we want to be certain that that we have rural access to healthcare services for rural America. High-speed internet service has been something that we've been pushing for quite some time that certainly needs to be out in the rural area.
Mike, going back to one of the subjects that you mentioned, the estate tax exemption or so-called death tax. Of course, in 2010, it's kind of that sweet spot of the previous law that basically means there's no death tax for 1 year before it comes back with a vengeance in 2011. How hopeful are you that Congress will come up with some sort of a suitable compromise in the first 2 or 3 months of the new year?
You know, of course, we've been for total repeal for quite some time. As I mentioned, we're probably going to have to work on a compromise on that. I think certainly there will be a compromise. I think as much pressure as there's been on Congress to do something about it, that there will be. I don't think it's going to get anywhere where we would like to get, again, with a total elimination. So we're now trying to look at possibly if there's $5 million per individual or $10 million as a couple. We could probably live with that if we had to. The 3.5 right now that they're looking at is not acceptable to us at this point. But, again, it's something we're going to continue to work on and hope we can come up with a compromise that will be suitable to everyone.
Mike, as you met with your fellow state presidents from other farm bureaus around the country, what was the mood, the attitude as you had that meeting in Washington earlier in the month of December?
Well, of course, as you come across, one of the things that we kindly ask each of the presidents how things are going on in their state. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, the weather was a problem in a lot of the states, the droughts in California and Texas. We've had a lot of cool weather and harvest problems all across the states. But one of the biggest things, as everyone can relate to, is the economic crisis that hit our country and how we're dealing with that to get markets and capital for agriculture to continue to operate on has been a little bit of a challenge to some. It's actually eased up a little bit at this point. But those are some of the things that certainly was on the minds of a lot of the state presidents. But again, probably the one that was most, or the two, I guess, that's most always comes up in the topic is the animal rights welfare, and the cap and trade's been two of the major things we've been working on this year.
Getting back to the meeting that's coming up in Seattle, I know that there's two or three things that Oklahoma that you took to the resolutions committee process and that will be considered by the delegates the 11th, 12th, of 13th of January. Tell me about those particular issues.
Well, I'll tell you, there's one of the things that our Oklahomans are really concerned about. They've really been concerned about our president's being able to appoint unaccountable and unelected positions known as czars. We'd kind of like to see them get away from that. We'd also like to see elected officials and bureaucrats, if they're going to have this health care plan come about, that the elected officials come under the same health plan that the rest of the country does. We're looking at DOT regulation now for vehicles carrying more than 119 gallons of fuel, that they have to be under the DOT regulations and have a placard on it. We'd like to see that change to vehicles carrying 500 gallons or more. A few other things here that we're interested in looking at is on food and safety issues, that use correct science terminology when referring to health issues. This happens to be with H1N1 or the swine flu issue. We really, it's not a swine flu, it's an H1N1, and that's the way it should be addressed and notified as. One of the things that's kind of here that struck here at home in Oklahoma was those Osage tribes were actually suing the tax commission for control of property, or at least not having to pay income tax from if they live on tribal lands, and to extend their reservation status or sovereignty rights to non-tribal lands. That's something that we're kind of concerned about on the federal level, and that did go through. We'll see how it's addressed by the delegate body there. Also, self-employed people such as farmers and ranchers should be allowed 100% federal income tax exemption allowance on their health insurance premiums. We feel that certainly we need to be treated in our industry as it is the same in other industries as well.